Welcome, everyone. I have my great friend and great mentor and leader here. An honor and privilege to spend time with Mr. Hong. He's from Malaysia. And if you've been following our ministry with our other Malaysian friends and what's happening there, what's happening in Asbury, what's happening with revival, you're going to learn about his personal testimony. You're going to learn about him and his wife. You're going to learn about where they've been and what God's called them to do for prayer and fasting and worship and what revival is and what hinders revival and what is happening amongst the nations. It's a great honor and privilege to spend this time with you, Mr. Hong. I'm excited and thrilled and honored and many multitudes of blessings upon you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to spend time with you today.
Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, for having me here on Zoom meeting. Yeah, it's my honor to speak with you, to share with you. I've been following yours also. I know you have been on fire for revival. Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Hong. I'm Hong Tu Liao. Liao is my last name. I like people to just call me Hong, easier. I'm from Malaysia, and right now my wife and I are in New York City. We are serving homeless and poor people in New York City since last August, where God has called us from Kentucky to New York City. This is our focus in New York City right now. And my wife and I, we met in Chicago, Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in 1990. Where we met and we married, and then we had our first child. And after 1993, we went back to serve in Malaysia. Well, just to let you know a bit of my background, why I was in Chicago. Well, I came to USA in 1985. I wasn't a believer at the time. I was converted in Buffalo, State University of New York at Buffalo, 1988, where I got baptized, and a year later God called me into full-time ministry. Then in 1990 is where I went to Chicago. So my wife and I have been in Malaysia from 1993 to 2019. So altogether, it's about 25 years. Over these 25 years, we serve in a Chinese church, medium church in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, the southern part of Malaysia, Peninsula Malaysia, where we pastored the church for 11 years. And then we went to Malaysia Bible Seminary from 2005 to 2018. So we spent 14 years in Malaysia Bible Seminary. Then we moved from Malaysia to Kentucky, a town called Wilmore, Kentucky, where Asbury University and Seminary are located. You may want to ask why we moved from Malaysia to Wilmore, Kentucky. Wilmore, Kentucky is such a small place, only about maybe 6,000 residents. Yeah, the reason we went there was my call to pray for revival in Asbury. And you may want to ask why you come to America to pray for revival. Well, we came to Asbury Seminary 2015. We were there for my sabbatical year. And 2016, February 21st, this where I got a revival dream. And I've been Reformed background, conservative background. I don't believe in dreams and vision at the time. I only believe in the Bible. Just read the Bible and meditate and memorize and pray and obey the Bible. Don't get dreams and visions, get the Word of God. So I tested the dream and with two respected scholars, Dr. Robert Comer, and also Dr. Craig Kina. They've both been professors. So they are my professors too. So I got the dream and I tested. It was from the Lord and God asked me to accept it. So I believe it. Since then, I pray about this revival dream. And then after we finished the sabbatical, we went back to Malaysia again to teach in Malaysia Bible Seminary. And then the 2017, November and December, where we spent almost 2 months in Asbury again, Asbury Seminary. And that's where I asked very seriously how the revival dream that I had from God will be fulfilled. I sit very intensely and I was seeking, searching, praying, attending prayer meetings, you name it. I just want to see where God is moving. So I remember in the middle of December 2017, I felt very strongly from God. He wanted me to come to Asbury, to Wilmore, Kentucky, to pray for the revival that he has given me. So we went back after the holiday on November and December 2017. We went back to Malaysia again. And we pray into that for about 3 months. We asked the Lord to show how he wants us to go to pray for revival in person in Wilmore, Kentucky. So nobody hired us. We can't go unless, God did something miraculously. But we were not surprised, that's why, 1993, when we got married, a year after, we had a baby girl in USA. So my daughter is American. She went back to study after she grew up in Malaysia. She went back to university in Minnesota. So we call our daughter to ask if he can sponsor us for the green card, because we can't go. How can we go? Nobody hire us. How can we go unless we have green cards? So God has already planned out 20-some years earlier. So my daughter, she was working at the time, and she checked and she said, yeah, Dad, I can apply for you and mom green card. So we one reason is like, God, you give me a green card, I'll go. So 2018, April, I resigned, and then we left the seminary at the end of the year. So 2019, we were waiting for the green card. And once we got a green card, we went to Asbury, Wilmore, Kentucky, and starting to pray for revival. And then we spent almost 3 years there. And before the revival happened, in February, this year, February 8th, we left earlier. 2022. So we left already. Now, the reason we left because God has called us into ministry in New York City. While we were still in Wilmore, Kentucky, we did for 18 months of homeless ministry in Lexington, Kentucky. So we have already started homeless ministry there. The reason God called us to serve more, because there are more homeless in New York City. So yes, and then as you all know, I did a lot of crazy things, over the last 3 years in Wilmore. There are so many things God showed me one by one, all together, He's asked me to do and to about 17 things. One thing is about the sign. You look at the my background. These are the signs God called, before it happened. 2020, I started to hang sign on the street for a period of years. So by the grace of God, it happened exactly 7 years, February 8th to 2020, to 23. So 16 days, 24/7. So if my revival dream, you look at February 21st, 2016. And then, 2023, February from 8 to 23. So exactly 7 years the revival happened. I did not know. God didn't tell me when. He just asked me to follow him. You know, every step of the way, I just obey. You know, he said, leave. I had, and I leave. So this, and God, he knew everything. You know, he finished exactly, not a day delay. No, they exactly 7 years, and I always emphasize obedience is the key to fulfilling God's will. You just obey. You don't have to, sometimes you have to ask why you have to obey this and that. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but you still have to obey. Yeah. God knew what he was doing. So praise God. Glory to God. Only God can help make it happen. I didn't make it happen. All, you know, I have to do is just to follow him. Yeah, praise God.
Amen. It's just really exciting seeing the obedience of God having you step out on faith to do something that's out of normal, and then just things start to fall in place for that to happen. The green card, what happens when you get here, the situations that you go through while you're here, stepping out on faith, moving in the supernatural, what God opens the doors and leads you to know what to pray for, and knowing that, listening to you and talking to you many times before, so many opportunities have come your way that you prayed for things that maybe nobody else thought about, and or you saw the fruit of what happened because of what you prayed for, which leads you to seeing Asbury have the revival. People are going and being sent out amongst the world, and now you're being transitioned to be sent out again, and you're going amongst the world carrying the Asbury fire amongst the nations.
Yeah, I went to the revival on the second day, mm-hmm. which is February the 9th, and then I stayed there for 3 weeks. I did not know because I bought a 10 days return ticket. I thought, you know, last time was 8 days, so I thought maybe a week or so I have to come back to New York because of my ministry in New York City. I love homeless ministry. I enjoy it. You know, I've been doing that. And, but somehow God, you know, he asked me to stay longer. So I was there for 21 days. When I was there, I prayed. I said, God, what do you want me to do? He said, don't do anything. Just sit there and relax and pray. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. So I didn't involve in any ministry, you know, even praying for people upfront. I was hanging out, doing basically nothing, just talking to people, you know, enjoying my life there for 3 weeks. And during that period, and I heard very clearly from the Lord says, you have unfinished task. I said, what? Unfinished? I thought it was finished already. I was, what is unfinished task? What do you want me to do? You know, and my friend, Rob Lim, he's now the professor of university. He was a student in seminary. We were good friends, and we were praying. He started the prayer group in 2019. So Rob said, hey, you know, a week into the revival, he said, we have 600 conversions already. There are so many discipleship, you know, come back here to at least for a year. I was thinking, oh my goodness, come back here? I just moved to New York City. How can I talk to my wife? You know, I mean, wife, if you ask your wife to move around, I don't think she will like it. You know, you just moved to New York City a few months ago. Now you want to move back to Kentucky? I was struggling. I said, what do you want me to do? What do you mean by you want me to stay in, come back to Kentucky to pray more and to do more? Or still in New York City, I was struggling, you know, how would I make a choice? But the Lord Jesus is gracious to me. He say, I give you the choice. If you choose to stay in New York, my will for you, I will work out my will for you. You choose in Kentucky, no matter where you are, I will work it out for you. I said, what? I've been following you. I always obey you. Now you ask me to choose. You choose. I follow. And this time Jesus was very good. You know, he said, you choose. I will make wherever you are, I will make it out for you. So I talked to my wife, you know, after two weeks of praying. I say, okay, Jesus given us the choice. So what do you think? You know, my wife said, we'll stay in New York. We are not going back to Kentucky. Anyway, since then, I received so many invitations to, you know, I don't know how many. A lot of people just messenger me. Somehow they got I don't know how they got it. It's like, I only share in my Facebook. I never share in the revival. You know, during the revival, I didn't feel anything from the Lord that I will go up and share. I was praying today. I said, what do you want to do? I just sent in my spirit. I said, low key, low key, low key. That means don't go up and share. So I didn't share at all. You know, so, and those who know me, they know me. Those who don't, they don't. You know what I mean? Those outside the local, they will know me because they saw this crazy guy on the street for many years. In fact, during those periods of revival, I don't know, 30 to 40 people came up to me and then shook my hand and said, thank you for being faithful. Look up. I said, who are you? You know, I don't know. They know me. I don't know them. You know, most of that I don't know. Anyway. So I started to ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? With so many. Suddenly I was like, you know, known by so many people. How do I handle this? And he said, come here, come and share here, come and share. I said, no, I can't do it. So at first I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, receive the Zoom meetings. Where the Zoom meetings, I only to offer Zoom meetings. I'm not traveling, So I have spoken on Zoom meeting many times a week in interviews, Zoom meeting, interview, which is okay because I'm not moving around. But later, the Lord showed me you have started to move. You know, you have to start to travel. Wow, I said, this is crazy. You know, and this year, because my son, my oldest son got married in April, so we have to go back to Malaysia. So to go back to Asia. So we thought, you know, somebody invited us to Thailand, for a conference. You know, I met the person. He said, come over here. I will pay for your ticket, everything. You know, just come over. So I thought that was a good, you know, offer because we are going back to Malaysia. They paid the ticket for me going to, Thailand. Thailand is only a couple of hours from Malaysia. You know that, right? Jeremy. Yeah. So, which is good. So I accept the offer, you know, and then we went and we went to Japan, went to Thailand. So it started the international ministry, you know, it's, you know, more people got to know us. So, over the, a period of, 6 months, we started traveling in the middle of, March until the end of September. So all these 6 months we travel, basically we spend 5 months traveling to seven countries: Canada, Taiwan, Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Thailand, and then the Malaysia. So during this period, I spent more time in Malaysia. So God has shown me everybody go. People are hungry for revival and miracles happen in the meetings. You know, I don't pray for miracles. Sometimes I don't pray. It just happened. People got saved or got healed, you know, and you come up to us. Hey, I got healed. Okay. God is there, you know. Meetings went on to, you know, to four hours, sometimes even to 5 hours. People just don't want to leave after the normal schedule. They just want to stay. Even up to like 12, they still want to stay there. So we have been traveling and, we will start traveling again. Actually, we have not stopped actually. We just reduced the traveling, once a month in the States. We are starting to travel internationally, from, January. So I'm not looking too far because the, Holy Spirit reminded me, He will give me 3 months schedule. But I don't have to plan so far. He will just show me. I know where I should go. I just have to arrange the time because I'm not flying from Kentucky, you know, to Tennessee. I'm flying from US to Malaysia, US to Korea. It's a long distance. So the trip, I want to make good use of the trip. But I'm believing God, and I have received the Lord Jesus is going to revive the whole world in the next 3 to 5 years.
Amen.
So, yeah, in fact, He has shown me already how to pray and what to pray. I started to share with my Chinese-speaking brothers and sisters starting June. That's where God has worked in me over the last 8 years. I did not know. I just, you know, what God has shown me, I just obey. During my quiet time, I call it quiet time or devotional time, that over the last 8 years, God has worked in me privately. I spent thousands of hours, you know, wrestling with God. And God spoke to me very clearly. What I have spoken to you over the last 7 or 8 years, you have to share it now. At first I was, what? Normally you don't share what is in your private closet. You know, you just keep it for yourself, you know. Yeah, sometimes when you share it, people say, wow, you are trying to prove yourself. You are trying to make yourself famous, whatever you call it, you know. But the Lord said, what I have given you over the last 7 or 8 years, I want you to share now. Okay, so that what you are praying for, I will invite those who have heard and they will join. Because it has to be a corporate prayer. So I started a couple of months ago, bit by bit, with the Chinese congregation, Chinese-speaking people. So the last 2 to 4 months, God had put up I will send it to you when I finish with the English.
Okay.
I almost done with the Chinese, and it's the Revelation 4 and 5. This is where God has promised to the church. And God, I don't know, God has shown me bit by bit. And then at the end, I got the whole thing written up. I did not know. I didn't start with it. I wasn't aware of it until this couple of months that He wanted me to share with the Chinese congregation as well as English. So I just came back from Kentucky. I don't know if you noticed in Florence, Kentucky, where they invited me for a few days conference. And I shared for the first time with the English speaking people. And they were very surprised. Even Rick Curry, you know Rick Curry?
Yes.
He was like, Hong, you are like holding the whole fire hose blowing on us. You know, what you share, he was very surprised. And he said, once you finish with the English, I put it in a booklet, you know, maybe about 50 pages, you know. And all what is in it, the scriptures, the songs, and the prayer, all these are from God. I didn't make it up. So I'm gonna, you know, and God given me 3 to 5 years. I'm gonna take you around the world, the country I want you to go, to follow, and bring this up to them, and ask them to join. And when the time comes. So it's happening. If you've seen the sparks of revival is happening, but you'll be like, what is the word? You know, it's like 2026 to 2028.
Mm-hmm.
It will be like a full blown revival. So God has shown me and I'm humble, you know, I'm nobody, but I just follow, and at the end, and it is for churches around the world. So I'm going to write it in English and Chinese, and then I will, I'm going to give it out. Those who seen it, and then they pray over it. It's a 1 week. I call it 1 week devotional worship. You know, but I do it every day, the whole thing. The whole thing, I do it every day. But I, you know, people who will receive it, I mean, they are not me. So they can't do it exactly, you know, what I'm doing now. So I break up into 7 days so that they can do it bit by bit. And then they can do it a week. Spend about 15 or 20 minutes a day just focus on what I've written. And so this is for what is coming. Yeah. I'm very excited. I just felt that God, you know, you are doing great things. I can't make it up. Yeah.
And so you're gathering the fellowship through this. So that's kind of the correlation with the being in the secret, you know, tabernacle, holy of holies moment with this prayer. You're laying the foundation, as I discussed, of ditch digging. Someone has to pave the way before everyone else goes. And then, just like when Jesus went out, you know, he went and gathered the 70 plus people and had someone else go before him. You're doing the same thing. But the other thing that's going to happen, someone's going to blow the shofar. Someone's going to send the email and the text message and say, okay, now it's time to come together. Very similar to stuff that happened with COVID, where we all come together and got on Zoom and did everything online. And I went all around the world through Zoom during that whole 2 year period. So I understand there's this focal point coming up in these next couple of years of people going to correlate and work together to fulfill the Great Commission. Many ministries and individuals are going to come together in one accord for the cause of Christ. And there's going to be this multitude of different things happening, signs, wonders, miracles, people getting saved, rededicating their lives in multiple different countries. People are going to learn technologies. Things are going to change. Correlation at the same time, there's a signs and wonders and bad things happening in the world. So Christians have to make a decision here on what their focal point's going to be. By putting the blinders on for a horse, they're going to have to focus in on what's going to happen. So as you're discussing where revival is going and what's going to hinder revival, that's what we're going to correlate and discuss next with Hong. Where does this go next as he's gathering this information, getting it sent out, fine-tuning it for the in the Chinese, getting it written out in English? What happens next? Where's revival going? You got a 3-month plan. What do you see happening right now in this that causes revival to be successful? But what's causing it to be hindered, though?
Right now, the hindrance. Normally, you know, when we were around, because I still have a lot of conservative friends, pastors, you know, I came from the background, you know, I'm still, you know, they still know me, we still talk to each other, but they are still like, you know, wondering, you know, they are still like observing, you know, they are still like, what's going on with Hong, you know, I mean, he's doing great things, you know, he's one of us, but now he's moving around so rapidly. So some of them I challenge. I say, you have to step out, you know, of your super comfort zone. You have to, you know, some conservative pastor, they are afraid. So we call it Holy Spirit. I don't know why, but we can, you know, understand in the past how they felt, you know, they may be evil spirit, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so it's the step that if I did not take the step when I got the revival dream, because I was struggling with it, I have to face it, you know, because I don't believe in dreams. Now I got a dream. I have to change, you know, God still work in dreams, even though God does not work every dream, you know, given us through all dreams. But, you know, he give us some of the dreams that, you know, he would speak to us. So that's why, you know, I dreams a lot every day. So I know it's not from God. It's just normal dream. But some of them are, right now I've dreams and vision. Since I accepted dreams and vision, I have like, I don't know, 15 to 20 dreams and vision since then. God has spoken to me through dreams and vision. And some of them are very fulfilled. Very fulfilled, you know, and some of them are still on the process of feeling it. So anyway, so I would say, you know, they have to step out of their comfort zone and really pay the price. There's something that I see. I always ask them, you come and see. You don't stand there and watch. You come and join, you know, and the more you join, the more you know, you are more into it, you know. It's not that you step in and never get, especially my friends, they are pastor for many years. I said, you have the foundation, you know how to discern what is from God, what is not, right? Yeah. Other than that, God is going to work out slowly and slowly. You know, I always believe at the end, those who really want revival, they will get it. So God asked me to focus on those who are ready. So like the fire is on. So I will focus on those, the dry wood, I will call it, the dry one, not the wet one. So I'm going to burn those that are dry. So wherever you go, they are hungry. They just want God to move. So yeah. And what I'm seeing right now, my friend Rick Curry, he has prophesied already, a few months back that, Canada will be the first fruit nation. So, I met him this, past week, and I also met, Solomon from Canada. You may have known him, Canada. And, yes. I spoke to him in the morning. I somehow just felt the Lord was speaking to me, in the morning as we were sharing with one another. Yeah, I have to spend some time in Canada because it's the first fruit. I told Solomon that Canada, if Canada is not revived first, other country cannot go because Canada has to revive before other. So the whole world is on Canada right now. So I'm still praying because I don't know where I should go, you know, in December. Cause they are having like this a big gathering in March, next March. But I felt, I don't know, I'm, cause my schedule is so tight to a point, we are not young people where you can travel every week, you know, especially my wife, physically wise, my wife is not. And plus you have to, you know, travel so much. So, what I'm seeing, I'm praying into that. I've been praying for Canada and there are great things happening. So I'm hoping in the next few months, I will spend more time in Canada, see how the Lord is leading. And I want to, you know, be part of the, you know, revival there. I went there in June and we had a great time and I'm hoping to go back again. So Canada is the first focus right now. We want to see Canada revive before other countries revive. Right.
That's correct. I believe this focal point of this shift for what's happening with Canada and what is happening is going to bring forth this amazing opportunity. What I'm seeing here is that Canada is going to do something we haven't seen in so long, because it's going to be one of those forefront soldiers going out, just like all the different countries that you've been to. Everyone's getting built up to this focal point, and people are going to be sent out amongst to other nations. You're going to see Asians come to America. You see Canadians go to Africa. Africa go to the Middle East, and it's going to be a flipping twist that you've not seen in a long time. Right. And people are going to be stirred up, and hearts are going to be woken up. But if you don't take the proper steps to walk out on faith, to get past the things that hold revival back, to see where revival is going and be available and to be a vessel so God can use you, so you can focus in on what the Holy Spirit is doing. If you're letting the Holy Spirit truly inside of you, you're a vessel for the Holy Spirit. You should be able to hear what God is saying. But again, hearing what God is saying is like tuning a radio. If we're not tuned in correctly, you're not going to hear the correct frequency. You're not going to hear the message of God. And like you said, you have a devotional that's coming out. You spend the whole day doing that. What do most people my age group and younger do? They're watching TV. They're playing video games. They're doing nonsense. Or maybe you have to work. You know, I work 16-hour shifts 7 days a week, but I still find time for things that are important. I still find time to do the things that has called us to do.
Right.
And what you need to do is not have excuses. Christians need to wake up and go forth and be the steward and the blessing that God wants you to be, so you can bless others and people can bless you and you can see the goodness of God in all things.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Yes. And the revival happened in Asbury. It's going to spread all over the world. It's the epic center. Yes. So that's why we have to jump into the wagon of the revival, we call it. You know, we are in the revival seasons. This revival will not stop until Jesus returns. Because we are entering into a very, very tough time. And the Lord has called me to teach the book of Revelation when I was waiting for my green card. I was still in Malaysia, 2019, January, in the middle of January, out of the blue. You know, called me early in the morning. He said, I want you to teach the book of Revelation. I said, what? Book of Revelation? And, I have not tried, while I was still in seminary. A lot of people thought it was the toughest book. Anyway, I obey. And, I obey. And, God reminded me, don't use commentaries. I'm going to teach you. So he asked me to read and memorize and meditate and pray. This is how I got the message every week. And it went on for 4 years. So I teach every week, one or sometimes two sermons. All together is about 250, the whole book of Revelation. I did not know that I could have taught so many sermons on the book of Revelation. God has shown me quite clearly what will happen in the next, I would say, in the next years, how things will be fulfilled in the book of Revelation. So I have the GPS. God has shown me how to read the book of Revelation as a GPS. And one chapter after another. And now, I've seen Israel. We are now in the season of Revelation 4 and 5. Where God is going to revive the church before Revelation chapter 6, where the four horses are coming out, and then you go on until 18, we'll have three rounds of bad things coming up. You know, COVID is really nothing. You know, Third World War is still nothing. There are more to come, unless the church are revived. I've been telling people, unless the church, you cannot go through what is coming in the, you know, in the future. So, I believe the word of God is true. And, I spent a lot of time, you know, what I was, teaching in seminary, I taught there 14 years. The reason, you know, I'm from a Reformed background. So we studied the word of God like crazy, you know, just believe so wholeheartedly, you know, and I know the whole counsel of God, to be honest. You know, I'm not trying to make myself so high. I have spent 14 years just digging into the Word of God, from Genesis to the Revelation. I'm not saying that I know all things, but what God wants me to know, at least I have grasps of it. And He is surely to show me what's next, what is next. And he's going to, I believe, if since the revival, that people start to listen, especially those friends back in Malaysia, those who know me, they just know me my name. It's all, you know what I mean? But after the revival, they know this crazy guy, what he said before it happened, now it happened. Now he's going to say something before it happened. So I say, okay, God has done it. I mean, I didn't do it. You know, you obey, you got it. You know, God did not want to delay anything. If we don't obey, God have to, you know, delay because we are slow. You know, if we are on the time, we follow. I always ask God, just show me. Even to die for you, I don't care. How to die for you? Show me the way how to die for you to accomplish your will. I always, just show me. I'm not making a name for myself. I'm making a name for you. You are the one that I'm making my name. That's all. So this, you know, once I always tell people 100%, you know, 100% commitment, not 99.9. 99.9 is equal to zero. That's why God spoke to me clearly. You know, I don't understand at the time, but he say 100%, you are all in. You know, that's why when you are all in, I can hear God so clearly. You know, I've listened, God has spoken to me many times through a very tiny voice. It's not like you speaking to me. You know, I didn't hear audio voice from God. No, not a single time. It's all in the spirit very clearly. So, yes, I can say with confidence what God is going to do, not because I'm so good, you know, because God is faithful. He will do what he had promised, you know. So, we're in the revival season. This, we are very exciting.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm really excited on this, and I know we're cutting close on time, so I want to ask you to pray for everyone and I'm going to pray for you first, but I want you to get into your heart and your mind about praying for those that are getting ready for this season. I know you have another meeting coming up that we have to pray for, but I want to pray for you us out in prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you. We pray for Hong, Lord, as he continues to be in a good steward of the message of the gospel, being a good steward in prayer and fasting and worshiping, listening to your voice. Let his song go forth to be a resounding symbol of what you want him to be, Lord.
Yes.
Bring him the finances and the people to work alongside him. Bring him the opportunities to do the things that you called him to do so that he can be for the person, the hands, the feet that you want him to be. We pray for him and his wife and his family and his friends and his associated churches in Malaysia and across Asia and across here in the United States into Canada and in other countries as he continues to move forward to do what you called him to do, God. Mm-hmm. Just open the wonderful winds to blow across the world the favor of the wonderful God that we serve, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Yes. We just thank you for Hong and his family. They are a blessing. It is an honor and privilege to spend our time together with him. And we just thank you, God, for all the wonderful things you're going to do in his life and through the hands of the people that he touches, healings and people moving to what you call them to do, Lord, to be a blessing. We pray for leaders. We pray for teachers. Mm-hmm. We pray for students. We pray for everyone that comes around him, that the Holy Spirit goes forth, whether he gets an opportunity to share verbally or with some kind of thing that he does, that people will have the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel through the wonderful hands of Hong today. Thank you, Jesus, for these wonderful blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Father God, thank you so much for your love upon us through your dear son, Jesus Christ. It is him who was willing to obey your will, who came all the way from heaven. He came to die on our behalf. He shed his precious blood on the cross, so that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but live eternal life. We receive the Holy Spirit who dwells powerfully in our bodies now. We receive the hope of new heaven and new earth. We receive the hope of winning Christ eternally. Father God, I just want to pray for Jeremy and those who are listening. Oh God, we pray for every single one. Oh, that God, we believe that at the end times, the Holy Spirit work mightily in the church so that we will be revived in our lives to face challenges that are ahead. Oh, I just pray the Holy Spirit will move powerfully in Asbury University and Seminary. It's been happening right now across U.S. and around the world. Oh, God, bless your holy name. Thank you for allowing us to be in such a wonderful time. And we believe what you have said in the Bible, what you have said in the book of Revelation, what you have promised in the book of Revelation, especially right now, we are entering into Revelation 4 and 5. Where we will see the world unprecedented church revival. Oh, bless your holy name. Praise be your holy name. Thank you so much for all that you have done through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Bless you. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray and decree. Amen. 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 And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you so much, Hong. This has been an honor and privilege and a blessing for me. And I know it's just an exciting time to see what you're doing. I'm really blessed to see where God's going to lead you next as you continue to bring forth this message, this tool of hope, this fire of God amongst the nations, as you going forth, bringing forth the fellowship, bringing forth the foundations, praying, fasting, worshiping. I look forward to see what God's going to do with you next.
Yeah, I'm seeing what God's going to do through you too. Yeah, amen. I'm seeing and following you as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.